From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that Hudson Mayor Rick Rector on September 4 gave up his efforts to win the second term. Rector was running as a Republican after losing the Democratic primary in June to Kamal Johnson, 678 to 354, an almost 2-to-1 margin. Rector said to the newspaper, and I quote, "During the recent Democratic primary, members of my political party felt that my opponent is better suited for the position, and I respect this, and I will abide by it. I do not want to be a reason for more political divide in this special city that I and many others have chosen to be our home. I want a unified Hudson where everyone can be proud of all aspects of the community." End quote. Johnson, a WGXC volunteer host, was on the WGXC afternoon show just after the news was first announced and said this on the air.
To be honest, I didn't even, you guys knew before me. I looked at my phone and I saw like messages that said congrats. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is people talking about? Like, so I just put my phone back in my pocket. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, why they saying congrats for? So then Alderman Garriga came up to me and then she broke the full news to me. Okay. And I was just like, wow.
If elected, Johnson would be Hudson's first African-American mayor. Rector said, and I quote, "I desperately want a unified Hudson. I want a Hudson that respects its leaders and the work they are doing and have done. I want a Hudson where race, gender, religion, or sexual preference is not a factor in an election." End quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports for the Albany Times Union that Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam who represents Albany County, is already working on getting an accurate full census count next year. Tonko estimates that about a third of the Capital Region's households, or 114,045, won't complete their 2020 census forms after they arrive next March. Estimates are that each uncounted person costs New York $2,000 per person per year in federal funds. Tonko mentioned that an undercount could cost his own job, as a low count could reduce the size of the state's congressional delegation. Tonko said at a press conference September 3rd in Albany, and I quote, "We need to be committed to a fair and accurate count," end quote. He was also hosting events promoting census awareness in Half Moon, Troy, and Schenectady. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. The League of Women Voters for New York State have a guide to early voting in New York this year. New York's Democratic legislature and Governor Andrew Cuomo approved early voting for the first time earlier in the year. In Greene County, early voting takes place October 26th through November 3rd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street, number 430 in Catskill. The Columbia County Board of Elections have not set where their one site for early voting will be, according to the guide. In southern Albany County, the Helderberg Ambulance site at 978 Coal Hill Road in East Bern will be set up for all voters registered in election districts in Bern, Knox, Rensselaer, and Westerlo. The Bethlehem Lutheran Church at 85 Elm in Delmar will be for voters registered in Bethlehem, Coeymans, and New Scotland. In southern Rensselaer counties, the Skodak Town Hall at 265 Sherman Road in Castleton-on-the-Hudson will be set up for early voting. After a year of work, construction of a roundabout at the intersection of Routes 23 and 9G on the Columbia County side of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is complete. Signs warning of a construction zone and lowering speeds to 35 miles per hour have been removed. The State Department of Transportation spent $4.5 million on the roundabout construction. The roundabout is part of a $14.6 million Skywalk Trail project, which is meant to boost business between the Olana State Historic Site in Greenport and the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. Joseph Morrissey from the State Department of Transportation said last month the blacktop on the roundabout was removed and replaced, and I quote, to correct some imperfections, end quote. While construction is now complete, there is no shortage locally of complaints about the roundabout or about how drivers negotiate the roundabout in many community forums online. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.